Digital music friends. This is Midem Week, and for this reason I decided to catch up with two companies that are somehow related to the event for me. First of all, I'm having a chat with Rami Korhonen, CEO of the company Play My Song. The company presented its idea at the Midemnet Labs last year, and since then they haven't looked back, relocating to New York City from Helsinki towards the end of last year, and raising a round of angel investment this month that will allow them to develop their product further and get it into more and more venues. Second of all, I have Luz Villalba on the show, who is the founder of Navegas, a really interesting interface that allows you to consume music from different sources directly on your browser, acting as an aggregator of your listening experience. Luz is presenting Navegas at this year's Midemnet Labs, so let's see where he's going to be in a year's time. I'm really happy to welcome to the show today Rami Korhonen from Play My Song. So I had Rami on the show last year during Midem, but it was only a 5-minute interview and the service was still in the very early stages. But today, a year later, they've really done some amazing progress. So the guys have moved over in the States. And I just want to talk about everything that's happened in the past year and talk about Play My Song. So hi, Rami, and thanks for joining me once again on the show.
Hi, Andrea. Very, very great to be on the show.
Cool. So let's talk about Play My Song. Let's talk about it as if people hadn't heard about it yet, just because the interview we did at Midem was clustered with a lot of other stuff and it was quite short. So what is Play My Song all about? And tell me a little bit more about the platform.
Okay, so Play My Song's main idea is to basically get rid of random music from the world. And what this means in practice is that if you go to a bar or a cafe or a party or an event, typically you hear music around you. And if there's no DJ or if there's no band playing, then it's typically coming from either a computer or from a portable music player. So we realize that everybody who's going to these events always has their phone in their pocket, and typically, increasingly, it's a smartphone. So we basically use this as our basis, and we build a service which allows you to go to, let's say, a bar, hear music, take out your phone, see what music the venue has available in their playlist, choose your favorite song out of that list, play it, and then while you're doing it, also tell your friends in Facebook and Twitter. So it's kind of like, in a way, Foursquare meets music. And it's all location-based, so you can also see in the Google Maps around you, like who's playing what music where and when. And one of the really special part of Play My Song is that with the same app, which we have available both for iOS and Android, with the same app, you can basically launch this experience in your own bar or in your own party or in your own home. So you simply take our app, you go to what we call a stereo mode, you open it, you will then see all the music you have in your, let's say, in your iPad, and then you decide what you want to make available, and then just press play and you're good to go. And second after, people around you can find your location and start playing songs from your device. And naturally, then you hook it up to the sound system that everyone can enjoy the music.
That's great. That's really cool. And you know, the app now is really quite feature packed. But you started with a very simple, the idea was very simple and you started with a very simple app. So how did that evolve in terms of where you were a year ago to where you are today?
Well, that's a good question, Andrew, and it has really evolved a lot. I mean, in the very beginning, of course, we were bootstrapping this for almost 1.5 years before we got any funding and backing. Back in the day when we started this in Helsinki, we wanted to build a minimum viable product and really go to some bars and test it out. And, yeah. And what happened was that we, with the very simple, quite engineerish product, we were able to really see to prove the value hypothesis that people, when they get the possibility for free, that's actually an important thing I forgot to mention earlier, it's always for free to play the songs. So when you can for free control the music around you, then it really brings a lot of, value and enjoyment to people's lives. So that was the early days, and then that was a little bit before we met in Midem last January. And then after Midem, we got a lot of good feedback, and then we went to South By, came to New York, where we are right now, went to Los Angeles and San Francisco. So we kind of realized, okay, there's huge potential for this. And then we were doing the product development as we went along. Since we last met in South By, we actually launched the first version of our product that is, let's say, belongs in the same family as the current one. But ever since, we've done a lot of improvements, like adding some features, actually taking some features to make it more simpler. But it also, really focusing on the ease of use. Because we realized that sometimes when somebody goes to a bar and wants to play the music, they might have had maybe 5 or 6 beers. So it has to be simple to use.
Sure, definitely. And there are actually a couple of different levels of usage on the platform. There is a pro approach as well. So how does that work?
Yeah, so the free app is available for venues if they want to test play my song, you know, how their customers react to it. It's free, they can test it out, no problem. Then if they want to start using it on more daily basis, we offer what we call a pro stereo package. And it's a subscription, annual subscription, which is around 300 euros per month. And with that subscription, you get access to premium features. One of them being the possibility to pre-schedule playlists. So if I own a bar, I might want to have more relaxed music during the days and more active music during the evenings. So I can go to a website and just pre-program everything and it will change automatically. So I can just... And second thing, I can customize my presence in Play My Song. So our paying customers always get their own logos to the site and make it look a little bit more nicer. And then the third feature is the possibility to do in-venue marketing. So let's say I go to a bar that is using the pro version of Play My Song and I play Ramones and I get a thank you message saying that, hey, thanks for your request, Rami. It's going to be played in 10 minutes. And by the way, and then what we call a chalkboard message. By the way, did you know that we have a pool competition on Sunday when we're going to have, you know, 50% off drinks? So they can always have this kind of like a, in the thank you message, they can have their own like information message, which is really, really helpful if you want to promote events or offers.
Sure. No, of course. And it must become quite tricky because when you're talking about bars and small venues, but if you branch out to slightly larger venues, to decide how to prioritize some of the requests. Do you have any system in place for how to do that?
So currently it's based on first come first served basis and whoever is providing this experience in their own bar or club, they can very easily say that there's just a slider in the app that they can say, okay, one user can play just one song per hour or two songs per hour or three songs per hour. So that's one way to kind of like make sure that everybody gets a chance to play. Sure. But what we actually, we had a launch party here in New York on Monday and we had a setting where you could play, one user could play 3 songs per hour and we've never seen the bigger or longer list. So I think the worst, best and worst situation, it was 92 minutes before your song is going to be heard.
Yeah.
and really, we've also seen similar situations, not as extreme, but so we're going to have, you know, the initial thing we're going to do is to add possibility to, you know, not perhaps to vote or like decrease other songs, but to interact with the requests. So let's say, I see that there's a long list and I'm going to have to wait for like, let's say 40 minutes for my song. But then I can see that my friends, because you always see, you know, your friends' faces if they have connected their Facebook account. So, and then you can say, okay, this Andrea now played, Foo Fighters. And then I can, you know, perhaps like it and I can send you a message. Hey, thanks for a great request. So bring other ways to interact with the service than just kind of like voting and kind of like, because... You know, we want to really focus on the positive aspects of listening to music together with Play My Song. Yeah,
sure. And an interesting thing that I was just thinking about is that on top of being an amazing way to request music and to keep things going and keep the interactivity with the consumers in a venue, it could also become like a weirdly a way for people to sort of meet one another. Because I guess if it's connected with Facebook, then there is actually some degree of being able to meet some people because they've made a request, I guess.
Yes, I mean, we all know that music is a huge part of our identities and you know, with Play My Song, we actually, first of all, we we know what the users like, what music they like, and we know where they go. And you know, of course, you can have a totally anonymous profile in our service, but if you choose to join the service with your Facebook account, then you are sharing that information, if you want, with the community. So that actually allows you to kind of like see that, okay, there's a, let's say, a girl might see a cool guy listening to great music in a cool bar, and, you know, go there. And then we've had also interesting situations like maybe some way related. I remember one day in New York we had this Play My Song night at one bar, and our friend Laura was, you know, on the table, you know, playing around with Play My Song, and then her boyfriend played a song from home, and with the message saying that, you know, Laura, time to come home.
That's cool. That's really cool. And in terms of like how you managed sort of your move and the recent round of seed funding that you closed, I read on TechCrunch that it was read by a Helsinki-based accelerator. So did you have quite a bit of support from sort of the Helsinki community in getting this far in the venture?
Yes, I mean it's been well, when we came back from the US last spring after South by, we realized that, you know, we bootstrapped this, like, you know, we're end of our rope bootstrapping, basically. Because if we want to come to US, we need some backing. So then we started discussing with the local VCs and accelerators. And there is a program called Vigo, which is basically, there's the Finnish agency for like technology funding, which is a government-based organization, has partnered with selected business accelerators / angel VCs to build this system where if potential companies can apply to it, and if they get selected, then there's going to be a combination of private investment and then this government R&D and growth planning funding, and that was basically what we got. So it's been instrumental. I mean, we wouldn't be in this state without it for sure. So it's been really, really great and really important. Also, there is a really, really, really good startup scene in Helsinki right now, and a lot of good energy. And I think it's kind of like it's radiating good vibes.
Great,
all around. Yeah.
Very nice. In terms of how you're going to expand the reach of the service with the venues that haven't signed up yet, are you looking at doing a more granular campaign to try and get individual venues on board, or are you looking at maybe getting larger, broader deals to get a number of venues at the same time?
Yes, you're going to see both of those things happening in a very, very, very soon. So we have some let's say more strategic deals coming where we basically can get our service to a lot of venues at once, and then we are doing, you know, direct sales, and we're also using street teams. So we have we have been using students that go to bars anyways, and they, you know, if they introduce Play My Song to this venue, then we can kind of like give them some benefits in exchange. So, you know, there's many ways of getting our message forward. And then one important thing is also we really want to encourage also the private use. So if you have a party at your home, you know, just hook your iPod or iPod Touch or iPad to your sound system and you know, tell your friends, play songs, and, you know, they don't have to then come to your computer with their, you know, fingers full of guacamole and use the songs. They can use their own iPhones to do it.
Yeah, which is really nice. And I have to ask you this question because, you know, it's kind of compulsory when you're talking about mobile apps. Given the explosion of Android as well in the US market, are you looking at developing an Android version of the service, or are you sticking with iOS for now?
We actually just last week, actually on Monday this week, we launched the Android application.
Oh, great.
So it's there. Go and check it out. It's actually has some let's say more features than the iPhone app. So it will be, if you have an Android phone, go and check it out. It's really, really cool, and it's a free app. You can find it all over the world from Android Market right away.
That's great, because then you pretty much cover, you know, 80%, 90% of the smartphone world. So there's going to be very few people left out after that.
Yes, that's the way we see it also. And the key thing about Play My Song is that basically you only need the app if you are providing this experience in your own bar or cafe or event. If you are visiting this event, then you can of course use the Android and iPhone apps, which are of course the best experience, but you can also go to playmysong.com, which is a mobile site where you can also start requesting songs. So in a way, we support every internet-connected device in the world if you want to choose to play the song, yeah.
That's awesome. So if people want to check out the website, that is playmysong.com, and you can find all the information about the locations where you can find the bars that are using the app and all information about the pro accounts and links to the app store, of course, to download it. And also, you probably have a Twitter account.
Yes, it's our Twitter account is Play My Song App. In one
Play My
word.
Song App. Cool, great.
Yes.
And yeah, so any question you may have, I'm sure you can tweet them, and they'll get back to you.
Will do. Thanks for this opportunity, Andrea. It was really great to speak. And everyone, just go check out Play My Song. Download from the Android Market or iPhone App Store and play around with it, and tell us what you think.
Cool, fantastic. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm really happy to welcome to the show today Luis Villalba. He is the CEO and founder of Navegas. This is a really cool, exciting new startup that is going to launch at MIDEM 2012 at the MIDEM Net Labs. So hi, Luis, and thanks for joining me to present your project here.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So let's talk about Navegas. What is it all about, and how did you get the idea for this platform?
Okay. So Navegas is a tool, a music player, to help Vivid Music fans to organize and enjoy all their music sources in one personalized online experience. And I got the idea for Navegas as I was in Sydney in 2009, actually, for a study abroad semester.
Yeah.
And back then I went to a lot of house parties. And at those parties, we always tried to mix iTunes with some YouTube clips. Yeah. And this was a pain in the ass back then. And then I started to think about the problem. And yeah, I thought there is definitely something missing to get this right.
Yeah. So it's a way to collate different online audio experiences together, right?
Exactly, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and so how did you go about starting out building the service, and what are the key features you think that that make it really cool?
So the main idea is to get the kind of experience that you had with the Rack system, where you can add and buy different modules for different music sources and build up a thing for music.
Yeah.
You could add a module for CDs, another one for tapes, another one to mix them together. And nowadays we have a lot of digital music sources and also services. And I had no tool to get this done, and this is exactly what you want to build. So whatever source you are used to, whatever service you like for your music, you should be able to pull them together into one experience.
So the interface presents you with a few different options. So for example, you can pull music off YouTube. You can pull it out of a really nice SoundCloud integration. You can also insert your local music, and you're also starting the service with a partnership with Opio, an integration with Opio within that platform. So basically, the idea is that you can create some playlists that merge all these different things, right?
Definitely, yes. We have access to all those sources, can play them together. You can build playlists for content from all of those, save them, and listen to them all the time.
Yeah. And is there like some sort of like branding part? Because I see like there's a branding sort of idea as well as part of the graphic interface of the service. Are you planning to integrate it with some sort of fashion ideas or different types of brands?
Exactly. So I did a magazine before, and I always loved the high quality image ads they had. But in magazines, you go and you flip to the next site because you want to go through the content.
Yeah.
And on Navegas, those brands can actually sponsor the experience and
yeah.
can pull off high quality image ads in the background of the application.
Oh, cool.
And I also believe that this kind of partnership will work great because a lot of music events are sponsored by great brands. So the connection is there, and we want to communicate it like this, definitely.
Yeah. And in terms of the social part of the service, so how does it work? Can people share things with one another from different accounts, or how are you planning of making that part?
So at the beginning, we are going to build this social module at the right side, where you connect your social streams like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And then you can share something easily to those streams. And you have the feature that you can filter those streams for music-related content. This is just the beginning. So at some point, you want to add a social layer on top where you can interact with music, chat with people who are listening to the same music. But this is a little bit far away for now.
Yeah.
But for now, it's a social module, connect, share, and filter.
Great. And have you got any priorities in terms of other services that you want to integrate within Navegas?
Our main goal will be to build or to provide a developer API so that anyone who goes to Music Hack Days or just has a music source can build an application for Navegas.
Yeah.
And my own priority would be more music sources, of course.
Sure. Sure. And did you find it a challenge to pull audio from YouTube at the moment? Is it still fairly doable?
It's easy, definitely. In Germany, it's different because we have this kind of issue with our gamma, so we don't get all the content.
Yeah.
But in general, it's easy to do for sure.
Okay, great. And you're going to be at Midem. We were talking earlier, and you're going to present on Saturday afternoon. So if anybody wants to come and check out your presentation that is going to be at Midem on Saturday, they definitely should do.
Definitely, of course, yeah.
Cool. And the best place to find, start with the site and then with your Twitter details maybe for the service, just so that people can find the service.
So we are going to launch the Better Navegas, our second version, this Saturday. And you can access this on Navegas, NAVEG.AS.
Yeah.
And our Twitter handle is Navegas Media.
Cool. That's great. Well, good luck with the MidNet Labs. And look forward to seeing the site live.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, man. Definitely.
Well, that's all for this week. I'll hopefully have some reports from Midem by the beginning of next week, so stay tuned for any impromptu interviews I may be able to snatch in between meetings. Have a great weekend, and till next time! Digital music. Trans. Digital music.